they learn to put God first. Bible thought. Then I said to them, "You see the trouble we are in? Jerusalem lies in ruins, and its gates have been burned with fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, and we will no longer be in disgrace." I also told them about the gracious hand of my God upon me, and what the king had said to me. They replied, "Let us start rebuilding." And so they began this good work. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 17 and 18. Loving God is vital. David's grandson Rehoboam was the last king of the 12 tribes of Israel. Early in his reign, the northern 10 tribes separated and formed the nation of Israel. Later, Assyria carried them into exile. The southern kingdom began exile in Babylon. That is the setting for the accomplishments of Nehemiah in 445 BC. He returned to Jerusalem and supervised the rebuilding of the walls. Ezra the priest led a spiritual revival. The rebellious Jews had been exiled to Babylon. They found their love for God. They learned how to be educated and expert. They came back to Jerusalem and built the temple and the walls of the city. They corrected their moral lives. God blessed them. And they earned wealth. They gave of their wealth to God. The nation of Judah was preserved. People can love God and do the right thing. May God bless us today to love Him and do His will. We love You always, Father. Thank You for loving. Thank You for Your loving, tender care in giving us the opportunity to serve You. Please bless us now and save us in heaven. We always pray. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, amen. George Daugherty, Tyler, Texas.